شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك لبيك اللهم لبيك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الأطيبين الأنجبين، بهم نتولى ومن أعدائهم نتبرأ إلى الله. Greetings to you all traveling for Hajj this year. I pray the Hajj of every one of you is accepted inshallah. We will be learning the manasik of Hajj in this short presentation, Hajj Made Easy. Manasik means the way the Hajj has to be performed. Hajj means to intend and to embark. And in the glorious religion of Islam, it is intending, responding to the call of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and abiding by his teachings in Mecca. Ibrahim alayhi salam built the Holy Kaaba upon the instructions of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah, the Lord of the worlds, instructed him to invite humanity from every land and in every era to come for Hajj. Prophet Ibrahim too stood on the stone known as Maqam Ibrahim, meaning the place where he stood, and called Halum ilal Hajj, that is, make haste towards Hajj. The Almighty God too took the responsibility of making the call of Ibrahim reach every nation and in every era of time. And we too, in response to the friend of Allah, Ibrahim Khalilur Rahman, we too set off for Hajj. In fact, the Almighty has intended his own ziyarat by the ziyarat of his house. Kaaba is not a house, but in reality it is the guest house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Although God can be worshipped anywhere, but the generous of all the generous has chosen certain places and designated certain times to host and to serve, like the fasting of the sacred month of Ramadan and Hajj. Now we will continue with the manasik, the way how the Hajj has to be performed. We have three kinds of Hajj: Hajj Tamattu, Hajj Qiran, and Hajj Ifrad. And each Hajj is made of two actions, Umrah and Hajj. And the two together are known as Hajjatul Islam. Hajj Tamattu is the best of all the Hajjs that we have, and is the final decree of the Almighty Allah. The glorious Quran says, ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ أَهْلُهُ حَاضِرِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. This is for him whose family is not present in the sacred mosque. Hajj Tamattu is for those who are more than 48 shar'i miles away from the haram, like us. And Hajj Qiran and Hajj Ifrad is for those less than 48 miles from the haram. Every shar'i mile is about 1,850 meters, which is 240 meters more than our miles in England and America. One of the other differences of the two Hajjs with Hajj Tamattu is that Umrah Tamattu is before the Hajj, but the Umrah of Qiran and Ifrad is after the Hajj. The other difference is in the sacrifice, the Qurbani. In Hajj Ifrad, Qurbani is not mandatory. In Hajj Qiran, the sacrifice has to be identified and has to be brought with the Haji. In Hajj Tamattu, Qurbani is wajib and it has to be bought in the haram. Someone who is performing a mustahab Hajj can perform any one of the three Hajjs But tamattu is the most rewarding. Okay. We will be talking about Hajjatul Islam. Hajjatul Islam, which is wajib and known as Hajj tamattu, one of the conditions of Hajj is istita'at, one's ability to perform the Hajj, one's physical ability, being able to fund the journey, and the borders for one to perform Hajj being open, passports, visas, and other formalities allowing one to be able to travel. It was mentioned that every Hajj is made of one Umrah and one Hajj. That when we will embark on this journey and travel to Mecca inshallah, we will be performing an Umrah and then a Hajj, which will be combined and known as Hajjatul Islam. Before we start, some tips and reminders as an introduction. First of all, Hajj is one of the important furu branches of Islam, and not performing the Hajj deliberately will result in one being ousted from Islam. Like all other commands, Hajj too is ta'abbudi, meaning it has to be done as we have been instructed and in accordance to the rulings of the mujtahid you follow. Either you have to be a mujtahid to be able to derive the rules yourself, or you have to follow a just, qualified mujtahid. This ruling applies to every law. That is, you either have to be qualified, and if not, you approach someone who is qualified. Taqleed too has to be of a mujtahid who is alive, aware, and God-wary.
Can we not remain in the taqleed of our marja who has died?
Taqleed ibtida'i, that is, commencing, starting with the taqleed of a deceased mujtahid, is not allowed. And remaining in the taqleed of a mujtahid who has passed away and who you were in taqleed of has to be with the permission of a living mujtahid, which in reality is the taqleed of the living mujtahid.
What difference does it make?
The difference can be seen in Hajj. The fatwa of a mujtahid is of two kinds. Some allow you to follow the mujtahid in all of his verdicts, but some of them allow you to follow only those verdicts that you have already practiced. Therefore, in Hajj, you have to follow your living mujtahid. Furthermore, Hajj has some basics which need to be observed, like tawbah, repentance, sincerity, ikhlas, wasiyya, will, asking each other to forgive, and purifying the well. Hadith says that Allah does not accept a Hajj or an Umrah which is performed with an impure well. It is not possible that one travels for Hajj with haram resources, travels to pay a visit to his Lord. Therefore, we must try and clear all dues and debts, and if we cannot, to write a will or to appoint someone to carry out. The first ethical quality which Hajj teaches us is humbleness and being modest. There we have to be the first, if we have broken ties or have been hurt or have hurt others, to clear and to patch. In brief, one has to be pure first before he presents himself before the Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Avval to musalman sho, az karde pashiman sho, vangah tarafe ka'be aghaz safar binma. First you become a Muslim, repent from all the wrong done, and then towards the Kaaba you intend and you set off. The most important right is the right of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and the right of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi wa Alihi Wasallam and the needy. Khums and zakat, if it has become liable and lawful, it must be paid. It is reported that when the ihram of Hajj is worn and the Haji had not paid his khums or his wealth was not lawful, the moment he says labbaik, which means I have come and I have responded to your command, he is addressed la labbaik, that is, you are not welcome, we will not. It is a simple question: how do we intend to go to the house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whence in our own homes we do not abide by his commands? we are disobedient to him and his commands, and we take his commands so easy. This verdict has to be borne in minds carefully that ihram and qurbani availed from funds whose khums has not been paid is not right.
Maulana, I pay sadqa a lot, I help people. Is that not counted as khums?
May Allah accept and reward. May Allah accept and reward. Everything has its own place. It is like you offering a 50 mustahab raka'at of prayer in the morning instead of the 2 fajr prayers. Sadaqah is mustahab and khums and zakat are wajib. Always be careful. Perform your wajib first and then the mustahab, the recommended acts. Actions that are mandatory educate us to be religious, and the recommended, the mustahab actions strengthen it. Khums and zakat are to remove the evil of bukhl, being miserly from us, and sadaqah is practicing to be generous and great. Therefore, first the heart has to be cleansed from every evil. Every evil has to be ousted, the evil of being tight-fisted, and then generosity has to be installed therein. It is important to know that the house you live in, the car that you drive, the appliances and things you need in your day-to-day life, all your lawful journeys and the gifts that you give, khums does not apply to any of them. Khums applies to that which remains after all your lawful expenses.
My father was regular and punctual in paying his khums. I am performing hajj on his behalf. Do I pay khums too?
Do you have any type of a business?
No, I am a student only, and it's my late dad's scholarship I am on.
Okay. Khums does not apply to you, but you must know that the rulings related to niyabat, that is performing hajj on behalf of someone, are very difficult. Do you know that?
Yes, Maulana, I am not mustati, able myself, but as my father had availed the trip, but he passed away, I am performing this hajj on his behalf.
Very good, excellent. You must know that one on whom hajj has become wajib cannot represent anyone. But at the same time, niyabat, its rulings, are more important than the hajj itself. Did you know that?
What does that mean?
For example, in niyabat, it is a must that the representative performs all actions correctly.
Must not others perform their manasik correctly, Maulana?
Those who perform their own hajj have many concessions and ways to correct and perform their manasik. For example, if he falls ill, others can represent him in stoning or have an emergency stay in Mashhar. But if he could not, then he can perform tawaf on a wheelchair. Tawaf is circling round the Kaaba. But a naib, a representative, cannot take a naib for his manasik, except in the slaughtering of the qurbani.
Whoa, this is very difficult.
No, it is not difficult at all. Only the rules have to be observed. For example, prayers. He or she must offer them in the full upright posture. But if it was otherwise and he could not stand, he can sit and offer his prayers. And if that too was not possible, he can lie down and offer his prayers. But if you were to offer the prayers on behalf of your father, then you must offer them upright and in correct Arabic. And if someone is representing another and his recitation of qira'at is not correct, then his ihram is also batil, void.
Alhamdulillah, my father loved Qur'an. He sent us to Qur'an classes, hence my qira'at is fine.
May Allah have mercy on him that he performed his religious duties correctly.
Maulana, I have a question. Salat, does it mean that one concentrates and focuses in his worship? Then why is so much of emphasis on the recitation in Arabic? Why have we forgotten the main bit and we concentrate on the Arabic?
The main bit is like a gem which needs to be excavated and dug, scraped and polished all by ourselves, and which is within ourselves. And for that we need to seek help from Allah the Baraka wa Ta'ala, that we have to work all by ourselves. But learning the correct pronunciation of Arabic we can get help from others. For example, if you were to give a gold ring to someone, you present it in a nice jewelry box. How much is that box worth? And how much is that ring worth? That box may not be worth at all, but it is a sign of our bond and love that we place that in a box and then we present it in a beautiful way. If that gold ring was placed in a dirty, ugly box and then presented, how bad and detestable that would be. Don't we want to place this ring of our actions, our intentions, in a nice presentable box and with correct pronunciation of Arabic and present it to our beloved, the Almighty Allah?
Maulana, we are not Arabs and it's very difficult for us to learn and recite like them. It is very difficult.
Where is it difficult learning 20 sentences of another language in a lifetime? Is that difficult? Where is it difficult? In fact, it is a shame not being able to learn these 20 sentences and recite them correctly in a lifetime in 60 years.
Only 20 sentences?
Yes, only 20 sentences. Let's count them. Takbiratul Ihram, Allahu Akbar, 1. Suratul Hamd has 7 sentences. Surat Tawheed has 4 sentences. The recital of Ruku, which is Subhana Rabbi al-Azimi wa bihamdih, 1 sentence. The recital of Sajda, 1 sentence. Tasbihat Arba'a, 1 sentence, 15 till now. Tashahud, 3 sentences. Bearing witness of the oneness of God and bearing witness of the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And finally, the salams. Altogether, it's 20 sentences to be learned in a lifetime. وَسُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ
شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك لبيك اللهم